Excuse me? Hey, sorry to bother you. Do you mind if I sit here? I've checked and there's really no other place to sit. Thanks, it means a lot. For a second there, I was really worried you were about to say no or something. I really don't know what I would have done if you did. I'm surprised. Usually it's not that busy this time of day. But for some reason it's packed. I wonder why. Oh, my name's Ian. Nice to meet you. That's a nice name. You actually have the same name as one of my close friends, so that's kinda cool. Yeah, my day's been going pretty good. How about yours? Oh, that's great to hear. I'm just here to get some stuff done. I feel like I'm most likely to actually work when I'm in a relaxing environment like this, you know? If I'm at home or with friends, I'll probably get distracted. I come here pretty much almost every day, mostly in the mornings. Whether it's for work or just a coffee. Although, I was pretty busy this morning, so I guess the afternoon will have to do. Yeah, every day is kinda crazy. Well, it's kind of like a challenge I have for myself. After a while of coming here, I kind of realized that I unknowingly started a streak. So ever since then, I've just tried to keep it going. And it's even cooler because me and the barista know each other from high school. So it also gives me extra motivation to come in each day. And if I'm lucky, she'll even give me something with my order sometimes. She's actually super nice. Like today, she gave me this little bagel. Even though I do love them, unfortunately, I'm not that hungry today. I had some pizza for lunch over on Main Street. It's super good. You should really try it out sometime. Yeah, it's a shame. I just don't want to waste some perfectly good food. Here, how about I just give you my bagel? No, it's really no biggie. Like I said, I'm not that hungry right now. Plus, I'll count it as a gift for letting me sit here. I know I could have sat here if you liked it or not, but, you know, I didn't want to make you uncomfortable or anything. Aw, thanks. You're so sweet. So, do you really not want it? Well, how about I just set it right here? So if you happen to change your mind, you can just have it later. No, I insist. Yeah, no problem. Most of the time, I only get a drink anyway. Which one did you get? No way. We got the same one. What are the chances? Is that one your favorite, or do you usually get something different? Oh, really? It's my favorite too. It's kind of like my go-to drink for the day. Sure, sometimes I may switch it up, but most of the time it's just this. Yeah, it's a good one. So, what are you working on? Is it like your homework or something? Oh, you're just writing? That's pretty cool. Is writing just like a hobby of yours? Really? That's crazy. I also like to write a lot in my free time. It's weird how many things we have in common. First, our favorite drink. Now this. You're not stalking me or anything, right? I'm just messing with you. What kind of stories do you write? Oh, I love those kinds of stories. They're always a super nice read. When I first started out, I always wanted to write in that kind of genre. But I sadly never got the hang of it. Now I just write shorter ones. I feel like I always have new motivations and ideas I want to write about, so I'm quickly moving on from one book to the next. Can never seem to keep interest in one singular story. Well, a long time ago, I actually did decide to sit down and write a longer story for once. At least I tried to. When I finished up the final draft, the people who read it said it needed some work and it wasn't that interesting. Probably because it might have seemed kind of rushed. I think it kind of got to me a little too much because ever since then, I've been playing it safe. Wait, what? You want to read it? You're joking, right? No, it's not that good. You really wouldn't like it that much. Really? It's kind of embarrassing, though. Well, fine. How about I send you the online text on my phone? What's your number? All right. What were the last three digits again? Okay, I think I got it. Let me just send you a text to make sure. Perfect. When I send it to you, don't make too much fun of it, alright? Thanks. You know, since I'm giving you one of my stories, would you mind if I read one of yours? Come on, nothing that you write can be as bad as mine. Please. Oh, actually? You will? All right. Sounds good to me. I can't wait to read it. What's it about? Oh, really? Definitely sounds like an interesting story. I'll make sure to check it out when I get home today. Well, that's if I don't get busy. Well, usually I always have something I can be doing. With both school and work, it's been getting kind of hard lately. Oh, you go to college? Which one do you go to? Really? I go there too. Kinda strange how I haven't seen you around. I mean, I guess it is a pretty big campus. For some reason, I feel like I always get lost when I'm walking to class. Still though, it's crazy how I haven't met you before. How long have you been studying there for? Oh, that would explain it. I didn't know that this was your first year. How are you liking it so far? Oh, that's good. It's best to find a good group of friends when you get there. Make a name for yourself. That way, you'll have a good group of people that you can stick with. And believe me, hanging out with friends and going to parties are one of the best things about the school year. At least that's how I feel. Although, it has kind of grown on me because of all the parties I've hosted. Yeah, I'm usually the party hoster around here. Whenever there's something going on, it's most likely over at my place. And it's mostly just because of my house. I live by myself, and it's a big space. So it's kind of the obvious place to go. To be honest though, it's starting to become a pain. Having to clean up after everyone after every single party does get a little annoying. Don't worry about it. Some of my close friends usually stick around after to help, so it doesn't take too long. But back to what I was saying. Do you like that kind of stuff? Well, then you should definitely come to one of mine. Most of the time, it's invite exclusive, but I guess I can make an exception this one time. I mean, that's all if you want to go. I have a party on Friday for homecoming. 10 o'clock. Are you free? Well, then it's settled. You're going. No, come on. You're fine. I promise you'll love it. And if you somehow don't, I won't make you go to another one ever again. Maybe. Look, just think about it and text me about it later. Yeah, don't worry. There's no rush. Huh? Are you kidding me? One of my friends forgot their wallet at my house again and can't get in. Of course. Now I gotta go get it for him. I tell ya, for some reason, I feel like I'm friends with some of the most forgetful people sometimes. Well, I should probably get going before he gets even more annoyed than he already is. Doesn't help that my house is literally on the other side of the campus. Hey, it was nice meeting you. I hope I get to see you around campus more often. Maybe tomorrow morning we can meet back up here? I mean, only if you want to. Actually? All right. Sounds like a plan. I guess I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Oh, and make sure to send me your story. I can't believe I almost forgot about that. All right, see ya.